Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yeah, actually, are you the manager?
I am a supervisor, yes, sir.
Okay, is there someone above you I can talk to?
No, sir. How can I help?
There's not a manager there?
I am a supervisor, sir. How can I help?
I understand. I need to talk to a manager.
Sir, I'm a floor supervisor, and I'm the highest up that you can speak to. How can I help?
Listen, it's not, you probably can't, so I need to talk to a manager. So I'll wait till you.
Sir, there is no one here above me. How can I help?
Okay, is there a name that I can call back? Because I need to talk to a manager. So can I leave a message for that person?
Sir, we are customer service. I'm the highest supervisor that you can speak to. How can I help you?
You can't. So I really appreciate that. So what you can do that can help me is actually send me to a manager. I know there must be companies have managers, right? So I need to talk to someone above you. So I'll wait.
Sir, we're not going to be able to get the call center manager on the phone. I'm a customer service supervisor. How may I help you?
The call center manager?
I will not. I cannot give you that information.
Okay. You know, I could just look up in your company hierarchy and email someone there, I guess. I'm looking for a package that's been, quote unquote, sold out for 5 months. I still haven't got it. I ordered it for Christmas, and apparently you guys haven't had it in stock or can't get it in stock. I don't know why you have it on your website. So if I can't talk to a manager, there's nothing you can do for me.
Sir, I'll be happy to help you with this issue. That is not something that I'm incapable of helping you with.
I'm really sorry. The only way you can help me is if you can get me my product or you can let me talk to a manager.
Okay. I am the manager you would need to speak with, the supervisor you would need to speak with regarding that. May I have your last name and your zip code?
The person who talked to me before, they didn't transfer that information for you?
No, sir. The account number they gave me is not pulling anything up.
Right, which is exactly why I need to talk to a manager, so someone who can actually help.
Okay, I need your last name and your zip code.
It is Tollison, T-O-L-L-I-S-O-N, and the zip code is 11106.
One moment. Can you verify the name and address on your account, please?
Yeah, Dwayne Tollison, 3248 30th Street, Astoria, New York, 11106.
Thank you for that verification. And which order are you calling in reference to?
The one I ordered 5 months ago. How many are there?
There's one from November. There's one from September.
Which one is the one that says sold out?
One moment. So is this regarding the Batman cowl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was a pre-order, but you want to cancel it?
No, I don't want to cancel. I want the order. I pre-ordered it. It's supposed to ship. I ordered it in November. It's supposed to ship in January. Now it's March. So
yes.
I'm just wondering where it is and also how it could be sold out if it was a pre-order and I ordered it ahead of when it was supposed to be shipped.
It's not that it's out. It's not sold out. It has not come in stock yet. We have to wait on things to be shipped from the UK, and there are still delays coming from customs. So
how could that
this is never
be?
Shipped.
I ordered it 5 months ago.
I understand your supplier?
Maybe I'll just call them and be like, hey, you know, cut out the middleman.
Our parent company is the supplier.
Eagle Moss UK?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point. So I need to talk to a manager about how I will actually get the thing that I ordered.
As soon as it's in stock, it'll be on its way to you.
Could I possibly be the only person who ordered this product who hasn't gotten it? Or did you disappoint all the people?
It hasn't come in stock yet.
So it's never been in sales. So it's not sold out. It just has never arrived.
It's not in yet. That is correct.
That's nuts. Is that the way with all your products?
That is the way it works with some. There are some delays that are going on. If you would like to cancel the order, I can cancel the order.
No, I don't want to cancel the order. I want to get the order. I mean, it's 5 months now. Do you have other products that haven't come in?
Yes, several.
Really? So why are they selling your website to buy?
Because they're pre-orders.
Pre-orders that were supposed to be shipped in January.
Yes, but it also explains that it's a pre-order, and there are some delays that we have no control over.
There's not another company on the planet who has a delay like this. Believe me, I buy from a lot of different places online, but 5 months is really, that's insane.
I do apologize for the delay.
I mean, it's very frustrating, you understand?
I do.
This is supposed to be a Christmas present. I mean, it will probably be next Christmas presents, right? Like, I should just wait another 7 months?
No, sir. We're waiting on it to come in now.
So let me ask you a question. Then why of all the, I mean, literally all of the emails and everyone I've talked to, why couldn't someone else tell me that it wasn't sold out, it just hadn't arrived yet?
I'm not sure, sir.
Okay. Listen, you have been very helpful. Thank you very much. So is the person before that talked to me, but this is very frustrating. And I would like the name of someone else I can talk to because, I mean, it seems like the more people I talk to, the higher up the ladder, the more information I get.
Like I said, I am a floor supervisor, and that's the highest up that you're going to be able to
speak with. Are you the highest person in the company? Are you the CEO? You must be the CEO because there's no one higher.
No, but I can't give you the contact information for the CEO. I'm the only person here at customer service.
I don't want the contact. Listen, I can find that online and email them, probably on LinkedIn. I just want to find someone I can talk to who's a, you know, who's a manager who can be like, oh, we expect it in 3 months. Or you know what? I will call someone at that warehouse and just see how long it will take. Is there anyone else who can do anything else for me?
No one else here is going to have that information, sir. Like I said, we're waiting on some shipments to come in through customs.
So that you make my point for me. If you don't have the information, who else has? Who would be the person I can talk to who has the information?
There's no one that's going to have that information right now. We're waiting on it to come in.
No one, literally no one in your company can tell you when you're going to get a product that you're selling.
No one has the ETA right now.
No one. Not even the people making it. Not even the parent company.
We don't have that information right now, sir.
Your whole company has this information?
We do not have that information right now, sir. There is no ETA for it. As soon as that shipment is in, or the product is in, it will be on its way to you.
The distinction is, though, I think, that you don't have that information. I just want to get in contact with someone who does have that information. There must
and I don't have that. I don't have that information for you.
But that's my point. And I thank you for seeing my point. My point is that you don't, and I need to talk to someone who does.
But there's no one here that has that information.
Okay, fine. There's no one there. Where would be the person who has that information?
We are the customer service team for the United States.
I know, and you're not in,
if
no,
we don't have that information, then there's no one I can get you in contact with that has that information.
Right. And here's my point. It's not you personally, but you're just saying that you can't help a customer who needs information. So your customer service is lacking, not because of anything you're doing, but because of the setup. So is there someone else I can talk to?
There's not.
That's insane. Do you see how frustrating? I mean, if you called someone, if you were me, how would you rate, you know, the customer service on your end?
I would understand that there are some delays that customer service can't control, and you're not going to be charged until that shipment goes out.
See, 5 months is not a delay. 5 months is a negligence. So if you're on my end, how would you rate your customer service, the information you're able to give me? Just curious.
If I was unhappy, I would cancel the order.
Yeah, but you're the only one who's has that product, so I want the order. Like, it shouldn't be my fault that you're failing. You should just fulfill the order. That's how it works.
but we don't have it in, so I can't fulfill an order for something we do not have in.
Yeah, but you can certainly sell it, even though you don't have it in.
It you won't be charged until that shipment actually leaves the warehouse.
You're missing the point, but you are doing a great job for your company. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss.